This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The Islamic State claims it's holding a Chinese national hostage. The group has identified the Chinese hostage as 50-year-old Fenjing Hui. He is described by the Islamic State as an independent contractor. Fan and a Norwegian man are being ransomed by the group after capturing them somewhere in Syria. It's not clear how long either has been held. No clear demands have been made for their release, though the Islamic State says both are for sale. New figures show the consumer price index in China has increased by 2% in August on an annualized basis. This is slightly ahead of analysts' expectations of a 1.9% rise in consumer prices. On a monthly basis, consumer prices in August rose 0.5% from July. Observers are attributing the increase in consumer prices to an uptick in food, including vegetable and pork prices. Meantime, the producer price index, which measures wholesale inflation, has declined nearly 6% year-on-year through August. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang has told global business leaders attending this year's summer Davos session in Dalian that China has no intention of boosting exports through the depreciation of the yuan. Li Keqiang also says China has no intention of starting a currency war, saying it would be harmful to the government's overall economic plan. At the same time, the premier says China will remain one of the drivers of global growth. Li Keqiang set to deliver a keynote speech to this year's summer Davos session later on this Thursday. The Chinese and Jordanian governments have signed off on a new joint agreement to form a strategic partnership. It follows a meeting in Beijing between President Xi Jinping and Jordanian King Abdullah. Both say they hope to advance ties between them through the Chinese-backed Silk Road Initiative. Xi Jinping says the new partnership will include increased Chinese investments in Jordan. King Abdullah is in China to attend a China Arab States Expo currently underway in the northwestern Chinese region of Ningxia. The Chinese government is promising closer environmental ties with the United States. Vice Premier Zhang Guoli has made the pledge while meeting with a senior White House advisor. China and the U.S. signed a climate change accord in November. The renewed promise of cooperation comes ahead of the UN climate change summit set for Paris in December. A U.S.-Cuba bilateral commission is set to hold its first-ever round of talks on Friday in Havana. Delegations from the two sides are set to define an agenda to be addressed following the restoration of diplomatic ties. The commission will also discuss new areas of cooperation as well as bilateral and multilateral issues. Diplomatic rapprochement between Cuba and the U.S. comes after the two sides restored diplomatic ties in July after some six decades of broken ties. The European Commission has formalized its proposal to deal with the massive influx of migrants into Europe this year. 22 of the 28 EU member states are being asked to take in 120,000 more people. This is on top of the 40,000 that had already been proposed. The new quotas are based on a number of factors, including each country's population and GDP. Germany and France are going to take in almost half. The proposal will still require approval from a majority of EU countries. However, a number of countries have already signaled that they're not willing to accept mandatory quotas. It's expected as many as 850,000 people are expected to try to take refuge in Europe over the next 2 years. Thai authorities say one of two men arrested in connection with last month's deadly bombing in Bangkok has confessed to playing a central role in the operation. Police say Yusufu Miriali has admitted to handing a backpack bomb to the main suspect at the crowded Arwan Shrine moments before it went off. A spokesperson for Thai police says they've taken the suspect on a walkthrough of the crime scene to reenact what took place. The person who placed the bomb at the shrine is still at large, though. The suspected mastermind behind the deadly blast believed to have fled Bangkok a day before the attack. Thai authorities say they believe as many as 10 others may be involved. The blast last month killing 20. Including 7 Chinese nationals. Apple has unveiled a slew of new products at the company's annual product dump in San Francisco. They include a larger iPad tablet, iPad Pro, a TV box with its own app store, and new iPhones with 3D touch technology that can detect how firmly their screens are being pressed. The iPad Pro is aimed mostly at business customers. Its release comes amid a decline in the overall sales of iPads. Meantime, Apple's new phones, the iPhone 6S and the iPhone 6S Plus, with the new 3D touch technology, set to go on sale here in China and other parts of the world in just over 2 weeks. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.